The wave of dust pollution seems unwilling to leave Iran. According to the latest report, dust storms and pollution, which have spread across almost 23 Iranian provinces, continue to have impact on the lives of people. The rising haze level sometimes reduces visibility to 400 meters from the minimum standard of 800 meters.
According to the Health Ministry, every year about 80,000 Iranian people die of environmental pollution. This accounts for almost 21% of the country's total death toll annually.
In the past years, dust storms in Iran have raised concerns over the air pollution levels in some cities, raising the particulates concentration to 9 times greater than standard levels.
The desertification of several lagoons in Iraq and its strong winds from the deserts of Saudi Arabia are to blame for the blanket of smog and dust covering Iranian cities. This phenomenon has put negative impact on environment, economy, and the health of people. Investors are not willing to invest in these areas. New forms of allergies have broken out in the provinces. Moreover, agricultural production has decreased by 30 to 40%.
The incoming dust from the Arabian deserts, which entered Iran from neighboring countries like Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Kuwait, has already forced the closure of governmental offices as well as educational and industrial centers in the capital Tehran for several times. But the other side of the story is that, according to some reports, the dust pollution contains traces of depleted uranium coming from Iraq. Such a claim has also been raised by a number of Iranian MPs, including member of the Agricultural Commission of the Iranian Parliament, Abbas Pafizadeh.
Available documents show that after the US and its allies used non-conventional weapons against Iraq containing depleted uranium, whose impact certainly exists today, birth defects have risen since then, and depleted uranium still exists in the air and soil of Iraq. Therefore, the incoming dust from Iraq into Iran carries traces of depleted uranium, which is very harmful.
But officials at Iran's Environment Protection Organization reject the claim of the existence of any trace of uranium in the haze, which has clouded a number of Iranian provinces, mostly in southern and border areas.
We have tested the dust in those areas which we gathered through our special filters. It contained different types of elements, including copper, mercury, manganese, and etc., but all of them were much lower than the standard level. I should say that we did not find any trace of depleted uranium in the particulates.
Iranian MPs urge officials to demand compensation from countries responsible for creating such environmental pollution.
Since Iraq and Syria are the main sources of pollution, we have signed agreements with these two countries to work together in this regard. Meanwhile, with the cooperation of the United Nations Environment Program and the United Nations Assistance Mission for Iraq, we are setting up a joint regional fund to curb this phenomenon.
With no end in sight for dust pollution in Iranian cities, it is not clear how many lives should be lost before this life-threatening phenomenon loosens its grip on Iran, whose impact will continue to affect even the generations to come. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.